What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. For the next 2 weeks on Echoes of Indiana Avenue, we'll explore the early musical history of the Madam Walker Theater. The Madam Walker building has been an anchor of the Indiana Avenue neighborhood for over 90 years. The creation of the Walker Theater was conceived by the famed entrepreneur and activist Madam C.J. Walker, often credited as the first self-made female millionaire in the United States. Walker was born into poverty in 1867, but her line of beauty products propelled her to a life of fortune and fame. It was an act of racial discrimination that first inspired Walker to build her theater. The incident occurred in 1915 at the Isis Theater, formerly located in downtown Indianapolis. Walker arrived at the box office to purchase a 10-cent ticket and was told the price for colored patrons was 25 cents. Walker refused the purchase and returned to her office, where she instructed her attorney to file a lawsuit against the Isis. As the legend goes, it was at that moment that Walker vowed to build her own theater. Sadly, she would not live to see the completion of the project. Madam Walker died in 1919. The construction of the theater was overseen by Walker's daughter, Alelia. No expense was spared in providing Black Indianapolis with a first-class facility. The architectural firm of Rubbish and Hunter was hired to design the Walker Building. Rubbish and Hunter had designed some of the most notable buildings in Naptown, including the Circle Theater, the Indiana Theater, and the Old City Hall. The Walker opened to great fanfare on Monday, December the 26th of 1927. In addition to the theater, the Walker Building was home to a Kroger grocery store, a coffee shop, insurance and real estate agents, doctor's offices, and a barber. On stage, a variety of vaudeville shows and musical revues packed the Walker Theater. The greatest jazz and blues stars performed on the Walker stage alongside local bands like Duval's Blackbirds. Stay tuned for the next 2 weeks as we explore the early musical history of the Walker Theater. We'll start with music from the blues legend Bessie Smith, perhaps the most popular vocalist in early blues music.
Stay away from me, 'cause I'm in my sin. Stay away from me, 'cause I'm in my sin. If this place is raided, it's me and my den.
Smith was a top attraction on the vaudeville circuit, and her performance at the Walker Theater made headlines in local papers. Smith first performed at the Walker in October of 1928 as part of the musical revue Steamboat Days. The show was so popular, it returned to the Walker Theater in March of 1929. Smith made her last appearance at the Walker in November of 1929 in a production titled Midnight Steppers. We'll listen to four classic songs from Bessie Smith now. Devil's Gonna Get You, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, I Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl, and Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do.
Dirty two-timer, dirty two-timer, dirty two-timer, you ain't coming clean. Oh, the devil's gonna get you. I mean, the devil's gonna get you. Oh, the devil's gonna get you. You know what I mean. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friends, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you down and out. I mean, when you down and out. Since my man's been gone, I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog on my roll. I can stand a bit of loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I need a little steam heat on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go.
If I should take a notion, jump in to the ocean. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Do, do, do. If I go to church on Sunday, then just shimmy down on Monday. Ain't nobody's business if I do.
We just heard four songs from the legendary blues singer Bessie Smith. She performed at the Walker three times during the theater's early years. On this week's show, we're listening to music from artists who performed at the Walker Theater in the year of 1928. Cab Calloway was among the most successful entertainers of the 1930s. But before Cab made it big, his older sister, Blanche Calloway, was touring the country as a vocalist and band leader. Blanche Calloway was among the first musicians to perform at the Walker Theater. She made her first performance at the Walker in January of 1928, appearing as the headline attraction on a vaudeville bill. Blanche returned to the Walker for two more shows in 1928, appearing in the musical revues Chocolate Blonde and Spanish Dream. We'll hear three tracks from Blanche Calloway now. Just a Crazy Song, Growling Dan, and I Need Lovin'.
Ah, ha, ha. Ah, ha, ha. Hody, hody, ho.
But just like they do, he takes it nice and slow. In fact, whatever he does, I think is grand. I'm talking about my growling time.
We just heard three tracks from Blanche Calloway. She performed many times at the Walker Theater during the year of 1928. Up next, we'll hear music from Elizabeth Smith, also known as the Ukulele Tomboy. She performed at the Walker in September of 1928 in a musical comedy titled That's It. This is Elizabeth Smith with No Sooner.
Just like a chippy left the dock, I hoped the lowdown hound would strike a rock, plunge it first to the bottom of the sea. It would be his just desert for what he did to me. Stole my kisses, but he lingered on my rings off my finger. But no sooner than he got my last dollar, he was gone.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from the Madam Walker Theater after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're listening to music from artists who performed at the Walker Theater in the year of 1928. Up next, we'll hear two songs from a unique vocal quartet called the Tuskegee Four. They appeared at the Walker Theater in February of 1928. This is the Tuskegee Four with Stop That Band and Creep Along Moses.
Now won't you stop?
You stop that band.
Stop that band.
I can stand. Don't you stop that band.
Stop that band.
I demand.
Now, dear Auntie Mama, won't you stop and listen a while? Don't you shook her dusty down that aisle.
All of these and green.
Oh, Deacon Green,
he kept on saying it. Parson Green.
Parson Green,
he kept on praying. I've got as much religion as anyone has. How can you get to heaven? Listen to jazz.
No, you'll never get to heaven.
No, until you stop that band.
I wonder what the devil keeps grumbling about.
Trying to cross the Red Sea.
He's down in hell and he can't get out.
Trying to cross the Red Sea.
Oh,
creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I thank God. Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I'm going home.
Didn't old Pharaoh
get lost, get lost, get lost.
Didn't old Pharaoh
get lost, yes. Trying to cross the Red Sea.
That was the Tuskegee Four with Creep Along, Moses. They appeared at the Walker in 1928. The comedy blues duo of Butterbeans and Susie were among the most popular entertainers on the vaudeville circuit. They appeared in a musical revue at the Walker Theater in September of 1928. And we'll hear two songs from Butterbeans and Susie now. He Likes It Slow, featuring Louis Armstrong, and It Ain't None of Your Business.
I got the sweetest man you know. crazy about him, but he's so slow. And when he takes me out to have a dough, he never hides a taxi, he just makes me walk. What I'm telling you is true. Everything that he goes to do, hey, he likes it slow when he goes to dance. He likes it slow when he goes to France.
I don't mean to cut you short, and I ain't putting on airs.
What's wrong with you?
But I've got my two hands full, minding my own affairs. Now I wouldn't answer questions if I know I had to die. So don't keep asking, cause I don't want to lie. You can't make me tell you so, it's no use to try. Furthermore, tain't none of your doggone business.
Oh yes, that's my business, let me straighten you out. Now look here, woman, you must have lost your mind.
That was Butterbeans and Susie with It Ain't None of Your Business. They appeared at the Walker Theater in the year 1928. On this week's show, we're listening to music from performers who appeared at the Walker during the theater's first year of business. During the early 1920s, vocalist Mamie Smith was known as the Queen of the Blues. Her 1920 recording of Crazy Blues has been recognized as the first significant recording of blues music. By the time Smith appeared at the Walker in August of 1928, she was already a living legend of American music. We'll hear two songs from Mamie Smith now. Crazy Blues and Going Crazy with the Blues. That was the early blues star, Mamie Smith, with Going Crazy with the Blues. We've been listening to music from performers who appeared at the Walker during the theater's first year of business. We'll end this week's show with music from the blues singer Margaret Johnson. She appeared at the Walker in a musical review titled 1928 Fantastic during April of that year. This is Margaret Johnson with Dead Drunk Blues and Second-Handed Blues.
When I was in Houston, I was drunk every day. When I was in Houston, I was drunk every day. I thought I'd pass.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for this look back at the musicians who appeared at the Walker Theater in 1928. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.